This is a skirted roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And this is Megan Arquette with Beach Bungalowy.
And Joni Webb with Code to Texas.
And we are talking on design today about fabric. Since last week when we were talking about design inspirations and sort of our jumping off points for our client projects, and the three of us happen to have very similar jumping off points where we're starting with a fabric or taking inspiration from a fabric. So today we thought we'd continue that by talking specifically about fabrics and ones we like, not just brands, but also different fabrics we like working with. And I tend to be, myself, kind of all over the map. I love silk. So I've done projects where there's a lot of silk in the project. I like the natural feel of it. I like the crinkly look, but like a lot of fabrics, like linen, you know, you have to be prepared for the downsides of, you know, crinkles or wrinkles or sort of the natural components. And if you don't like a silk, if you don't like to see a little pucker, it's not necessarily a good choice. So I tend to, my projects have had a lot of different fabrics because I really like to mix them all up and not use the same kind of fabric throughout the whole room.
As far as that goes, do you mean like the actual fabric, like if you'll do linen and then a silk, or do you mean fabric, a pattern on fabric?
Both, actually. I tend to like to mix a lot of patterns together, and I do tend, you know, the silk obviously isn't right for every room. Generally, the living rooms are silk. You know, I use a lot of silk. You know, family rooms tend to be a lot, you know, more of the cotton or linen or something like that. Sometimes a chenille, but only a really, like I did a sofa in a project that the chenille was so beautiful. It was I think, Stroheim chenille that was, it really looked like an antique velvet. It had a real fine quality to it that was slightly nubby, kind of like an old used up velvet that I really, really liked. And it just didn't feel like the, you know, your grandmother's chenille. So I like, you know, I like fabrics that kind of look used, worn, have a patina, even if they're brand new. I just kind of like looking, I don't like really, generally I don't use incredibly bright, crisp things. They generally tend to
look. Do you ever flip them over and use the flip side?
Sometimes.
Because often you get that sort of washed out feel.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, I think people, that's a really great point, because I think people don't realize you can do that with some fabrics where you just, you know, flip it over, see what it looks like, because it may be, a lot of times it won't work, particularly if it's a printed fabric, but it might. It might work really kind of very interestingly.
That's, and silks don't always mean, when you're doing silks, it doesn't always mean, you know, like a pot de soie or, you know, something super precious. I mean, it can also, like the Silk Trading Company actually here, is that national or is that Los Angeles?
It's national, yeah.
They have great silk, like tweed, sort of silk tweedy fabrics.
Yeah.
That remind me of like a Chanel jacket. And they're beautiful. Great colors.
Yeah, I mean, silk is just, it is great for that because you can have the, as you said, the sort of real precious things. But it's incredibly strong, or it can be woven into a, you know, with a linen. Mm-hmm. So you can have a silk linen, and it can take on a lot of different looks, but it's really strong, which is what I like about it. And it's not actually as precious as people think it is.
Do you guys have favorite fabric houses that you tend to go to over and over?
Well, we all know Joni's love of Bennison.
Well, yeah.
And I'll admit, yeah, I'd never heard of Bennison until, you know, starting to read your blog.
Really?
Yep.
You know what I love, besides Schumacher? I do love Schumacher, but because it's so versatile, because you can find everything. It feels like you can find everything there. But Quadrille has great stuff.
Well, I think everyone knows, I just wrote about it. I think my favorite fabric, without a doubt, is linen. I just am obsessed with linen. I wear it. I live with it. I just love it. I don't know why. But I do, you know, I would be happy in an all-linen room. I even like linen velvet, you know. So if it's got linen in it, you know, I like it. I think my love of linen started actually with Bennison through this designer in Houston, and her name was Carol Glasser. And she actually brought Bennison to Houston, introduced Houston to Bennison, and about 10, 15 years ago. And she's a real trendsetter. She's an incredibly beautiful woman with incredibly gorgeous eye and taste level that she doesn't design a room where you have an installation one day. The room evolves and it takes time. And if you want an installation, then you don't use this woman, because she actually handpicks every antique, every item, every ashtray is handpicked by her. But anyway, so she brought venison to Houston, and I just love that muted quality that it looks like it's been
washed
in a room.
Yeah.
Yeah, for, you know, 20 years when it hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And even venison is getting away. They've come out with all these bright linens, you know, which I love those too. Lee Jofa has wonderful linens that are those, you know, that has that wash quality. And that they're just that thickness to it. And since I love slip covers, of course, that's why I like linen so much. And Linda, you were talking about silk. I love silk taffeta.
Yeah.
Especially in draperies. I just think curtains made out of silk taffeta are gorgeous.
And
they
I
look
just,
like ball gowns.
They do. And I just love that there's like a little crinkle in them. You know, they just,
yeah.
It's just something that just, I just love that look.
I do too. I just love it. You know, and in New Orleans, they were the ones that really made those dressmaker gown draperies where the headings were these wonderful, you know, ruched and pleated and handmade curtains. They kind of made that popular. There was a woman in New Orleans that really used taffeta to a great advantage. I like Rogers and Goffredon linen.
Mm-hmm.
I like Rose Tarlow linen, Benison linen. But unfortunately, it's all really expensive. So I can be very happy with an inexpensive linen as long as it's, you know, pretty thick. And I've said this before, but Duralie has one linen that's it's very, very thick and pretty inexpensive. It's about $30 a yard,
which is a great price. But a lot of these fabrics, you know, I think that.
But I've used $10 linens too.
And how do they hold up?
You can find here in Los Angeles. If you go down to downtown, where all the little fabric houses are—not the fabric houses, but more the kind of the leftover. It's sort of the design area, but it's not the design area. But just what would you call this area?
Christian just did.
He did something on it.
Yeah. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can find linen down there for like $10 a yard, $8 a yard. It's great. And it's stuff like Chris Stone.
That, you know, that's what's so good about natural fibers is, you know, you can get them, you can get silk in places like that in Houston for, you know, $20 a yard.
Yeah.
Do you know Chris Stone?
No.
He's an LA guy, and I think he doesn't sell to designers, from what I've been told. He sells large quantities to people that do, like, have those furniture stores that do just, you know, slip-covered furniture. And you would love his fabric line, his designs. They're beautiful.
You know, another fabric that's really popular with bloggers and domino girls is the Raoul.
Oh, Raoul Textiles. Oh, my God. Their stuff is beautiful. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I got two summers ago, I ordered a sample, and it came in this big cigar box, and I showed it on my blog. It was like almost orgasmic. This big box comes with these gorgeous samples that were like a foot by a foot, you know, like, and they were gorgeous. But it's a very hard sell for my clients. I can't
fabric. Oh, no. I mean, I love it. If I had to choose, that might be, if someone said you get to just free, go for it. I'd probably use all of their thing. She has all these incredible things she's picked up in her travels, and they're just really nice people, so you just have this great vibe when you go in there. It's an awesome showroom.
But you better have your great credit card, too, because it's very expensive. And it's trendy, you know, looking fabric. So to me, it's a very hard sell because it's so expensive and it.
I don't really feel like it's trendy at all. I mean, it has a very distinct look, but I don't know that it's trendy. My business partner used it actually in a client of hers kid's daughter's room and used it, just did the, you know, stationary drape trick. She had one window and made stationary drapes, and then bought another coordinating fabric and did a little chair, and then used leftovers for little pillows on the bed. So you can use it and just mix it in with other things.
By the way, going back to the Benison, I was just looking at their website. They only have, they're in Boston in one small little showroom at the Boston Design Center.
Yeah.
You know, they only are in like 8 places in the whole country.
Well, it's like Robert Keim, whom I adore, but there's no place to get Robert Keim in Houston, you know, at all.
Yeah.
So you have to call New York and look on the website and say, can you send me this sample? And they, you know, well, they go, well, that's $25 a piece. And you're like, oh, okay, you know, and forget it. I can never sell it. And that's another one that's outrageously expensive, too. But I love his fabrics.
One fabric line that I really have always just loved is Zoffany.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just to me, those are just everything I've seen. I've never actually ended up using it. I haven't had a client who it's quite right for. It just always has this sort of real romantic feel about it, but I just love their fabrics.
Yeah, I love all the European ones like Colfax and Fowler and Jane Churchill, and there's a showroom in Houston that has, you know, most of the ones from England and France, and oh god, you just die, you know. I just love fabric, and to me, design is all about fabric. The interior design process to me is about fabric. I just love it.
When you were describing, Linda, what you, the fabrics that you tend to, the textiles you tend to lean toward, they are a little bit more formal, and they're fabrics that are suited for homes that do go through winters and have big fireplaces and, you know, that sort of thing. Whereas, you know, I'm thinking silks and velvets, and I'm sitting there thinking, ah, it's so hot, we're at the beach. That doesn't sound right.
Right.
So there's definitely, you know, I think you do tend to, and Joni's the same way. She's in, you know, tropical Houston, you know, there's no surprise that she leans.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I did get an email today from somebody that asked me, I live in Chicago and I love white slip covers and I have brown leather chairs or something. She said, do you think I could use white slips in Chicago? And I thought, sure, why not? I mean, even in the dead of winter, if you used, you know, velvet pillows with it, like dark brown velvet pillows, or
I don't have a problem going that direction. I'm just wondering, would you bring velvet into a house in Houston?
Yeah, in fact, I did a sofa in a cotton velvet aqua color in a room, and sure, you know, but the chairs were a chenille print. Doesn't sound like me, I know. But
yeah,
it was beautiful. Sure, we use velvet, but I think you can do white linen slips in Chicago in the dead of winter if you, you know, use zebra with it or velvet and, you know, dark leather furniture. Maybe do chairs in a dark brown mohair and mix it together. I love that look.
Yeah.
I love the contrast.
People here in New England, I think, are really, really, really afraid of white in the north. I'm not entirely sure why, because they seem way more afraid of white than other, I don't know about Chicago, but
really?
Yeah, people are just, every time you show things that are white, they just, you know, everybody immediately is like, oh, you can't have white.
You know, the other thing you guys were talking about, the taffeta, you know, I understand what you're talking about as far as the, you know, the window treatments and the draperies that are all these, almost look like ball gowns, and they're really, but it's funny, that's one of those things that, again, I don't like seeing in this part, you know, down by the beach. I just don't like seeing that overly formal. I can see where it fits in certain homes and certain looks, but when I would never want to put that in someone's home here. It's just too heavy and too formal and too closed up house feeling.
You had a beautiful light pastel blue taffeta plain curtain with a white slipcover chair. You wouldn't do that?
No, because I think that sounds beautiful, don't get me wrong, but I feel that, especially where we live, we're so close to, we're in and out people, you know, the homes are open, I don't know, it just doesn't feel as organic to me. I can see it in a lighter color, I can see what you're talking about, but it just feels too formal.
Well, what would you do for a curtain treatment then?
I do tend to go more toward linens, heavier linens. But like you, you use things like venison, which brings in that feeling of sort of stay formality, where it feels formal, but it doesn't feel too precious. It feels like it's supposed to be there because it does have that sort of sun-bleached look. And that's why like Raoul textiles are great for, although they're more saturated, but they're a great mix of doing something really interesting and high-end feeling. You can just tell that they have had, they're very quality. But they're linen, and so because of the nature of that fabric, they feel more fitting in this environment, this sort of breezy, windows open, So you can still have the formality of it, but it's not something that, my God, if water got on it, God forbid, or, it's wet around here from the ocean, and right. Salty and that sort of thing.
And I do tend, on houses closer to the water, I do tend to like the more billowy, sheer look, because I just love that, wind blowing in and out, which you don't get as quite as much with a real heavy linen, especially if it's lined and the whole nine yards. I brought back the most beautiful fabric. I'm gonna have to post a picture on it, because maybe I can sell it. How's that for a pitch? When I was in France, this beautiful fabric that I bought several years ago that was a combination of silk married to organdy, married to hemp, like a hemp string woven through.
Wow.
And it's really, really beautiful. And I've never found a use for it. Now, all I could picture of it was on, billowing on a set of French doors, kind of that in and out feel of it billows outside, it billows inside.
What color is it?
Blue. Very sort of Mediterranean-y blue. I picked blue because I thought it would be easier for me to find a home for it. And I never did. And I've got something like 14 yards. It's double wide, 108 inch.
Something. Why did you use it?
I don't use blue.
Oh,
I don't have French doors. So many reasons, but I don't use blue. My colors aren't blue, and that was probably a mistake. I should have bought a color that I'd use myself if I couldn't find a home for it. It would also make a really beautiful, I think, comforter cover, duvet cover with another fab, something underneath it to still make the organdy look sheer. Because it's really cool. It was very popular in Paris when I bought it 6 or 7 years ago. You saw it everywhere, the stuff. And I didn't see it here at all.
You need to post it. I know.
I have to take a decent picture of it.
What about fabrics on walls? Have you guys done that?
You know what I saw once, though? I didn't do it. At a show house, it was a child's nursery, and they had upholstered under the chair rail with this adorable wool. It was a wool with little lambs embroidered on it.
Cute.
It was the cutest thing I'd ever seen. It was a wool fabric that was pink, and it had little white lammies, embroidered on the fabric. And there wasn't a huge amount because it was under the chair rail, and it wasn't a huge room. And it was a little bit padded. They had put batting or something under it, so there was a softness to it. It was so pretty. It was really sweet. This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, or you can download our podcasts from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thanks again, and we will be back soon.